I've always been amazed by with how much Andrew knows about food and culture. When you watch him on TV, he can jump in on any topic with entertaining and informative anecdotes. I assume this was just some unique superpower of his, but he shared his secret with me. If you love travel, love food, or simply own ATV, you know exactly who Andrew Zimmern is. He's the host of Bizarre Foods and What's Eating America. He's also a 4-time James Beard award-winning chef, a producer, a writer, a food activist, and of course, a world traveler. He's probably the most knowledgeable person in the world when it comes to food. Now, my travel philosophy is so aligned with Andrew's. At its core, we both realize that travel is all about connecting with and learning from the people we meet on the road. I chatted with him recently, and there were a few ideas I walked away from that conversation with that I have already started to incorporate into my life. So here are the 3 lessons I learned from my recent conversation with Andrew Zimmern. Number 1, learn to cook what you love. We often cook what we know and then go to restaurants for some of the other cuisines we love. But instead, start by learning how to cook what you love, whether it's Thai or Indian, Ethiopian or Chinese dumplings. Teach yourself how to make your favorite dishes instead of ordering takeout next time. Most of the time, they're actually quite simple and just require you to pick up a few new spices and ingredients that you might not typically have on hand. Andrew recommended to me to simply write my 5 favorite foods down and start there. It will make you a lot more excited to improve your cooking skills. I love this advice and immediately realized Ethiopian food was one of my favorites, and I had been complaining that there weren't any Ethiopian restaurants close to my house or on DoorDash. I ordered some teff flour for injera, bought some Berberet spice, and now I already have a few go-to dishes. Number 2, devour everything before you go to a place. I've always been amazed with how much Andrew knows about food and culture. When you watch him on TV, he can jump in on any topic with entertaining and informative anecdotes. I assume this was just some unique superpower of his, but he shared his secret with me. He simply devours everything he can about a place before he goes. He reads several books about the destination, both fiction and nonfiction. He finds interesting locals, especially other chefs, and acts like a detective on their Instagram feed. He takes notes. Where do they go to eat? What do they do for fun? What issues are they concerned with? What topics do they talk about? By the time he arrives, he has already immersed himself in the history, cuisine, and cultural pulse. Number 3, be more intentional with how you engage with the food industry. Our food industry is at the center of our society, and it is broken. It is one of the largest employers and components of our economy. It has one of the biggest impacts on the environment. It is at the center of our healthcare crisis because of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. It is preventing many kids in our education system from being able to learn due to malnutrition. The food industry touches almost everything, so we can help solve so many problems in our society if we fix it. Andrew very passionately explained how we can't afford to ignore this any longer. No kid should ever go hungry, and processed foods should carry the same warning labels as cigarettes. It is time we all become more active in our demands, being conscious about what we buy, where we buy, and from whom we buy, in order to make sure we are voting with our dollars. Also, use our vote and voice to demand that our politicians take these issues seriously. Those are my 3 lessons today from my conversation with Andrew Zimmern. Hope you enjoyed them. Stay curious and see you tomorrow.